treated me kind. Sweet destiny carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believed somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me.
I started singing pretty much before I started talking, if that's possible. And I used to walk around the house like a little tape recorder, and I would mimic anything that I heard, whether it be my brother and sister's records that they would be playing or whatever songs were on the radio at the time. My mother was singing with the New York City Opera, and she would be rehearsing different arias. And I would be sitting right next to her, singing every note. And in Italian, she tells me, I don't remember this, I couldn't remember it for the life of me today if I tried, but she says that I used to actually stop her and go, no, mommy, that's the wrong note. So, but she really was a major influence on my life as far as exposing me to music from a very young age. I listen to a lot of gospel music in my spare time, more than I listen to pop or R&B even. And I think that that's shown up a lot in my writing. You know, I listen to people like the Clark Sisters, Shirley Caesar, the Edwin Hawkins Singers, you know, just for my own personal enjoyment. And I just bring tapes everywhere I go and I sit down and I listen to it, and it really motivates me. And I think that it's shown up in different songs that I've written, whether it be the piano arrangements or the vocal arrangements, and it's really a major influence on me. If I could recapture all of the memories